This next song, I just want to tell you a little about it. There's a wonderful songwriter. His name was Dave Carter. Young man, 50 years old. Great, great songwriter. Went out for a jog last year, came back and died. And I didn't really know Dave before that, and I've only been exposed to his music since. And he writes some of the most wonderful songs that I've ever heard. And I heard his partner, Tracy Grammer, do this song. And this is actually a song for a person that's dying. His mother had Alzheimer's and was sort of losing contact. And so he thought if he wrote this song for her, it would give her some poetry in her life and help her hang on a little bit. And so he wrote it for her, and she died. And then several years after she died, they were driving along, and Tracy, his partner, turned to him, because there's a lot of sort of masculine images in this. She said, "You know that song, When I Go, that you wrote for your mom?" And he said, "Yeah." She said, "You really wrote that for yourself, didn't you?" And he said, "Maybe." And since he's died, several people have come and said, "This is the song that I want played when I go." I know I've told Mary, "This is the song I want played when I go." And I've always loved the images of the South. I'm from New Mexico, and I've always loved the Navajo culture. And this second verse in here spoke so much to me in that. The first time I heard this song, it just really blew me away. And I've lost a couple of friends in the last couple of years. And I don't mean to get maudlin or anything, but I always think of Bill Lee when I do this song.